best talk show in the state of Alabama for the 14th time and counting. W-A-N-I.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station as we talk Boys and Girls Club of East Alabama. And, of course, we've got A.J. Harris, who's been in with us before, but also brought guests this time. A.J., I'm going to let you introduce the guests, and then we'll start with Richard, and we'll get the program started. But this time you brought in some friends of the program.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having us here. We have our Director of Development, Ms. Jenny Babel, here with us, and then our President and CEO, Mr. Richard Curry.
I told Richard before he came on, I said, I grew up with a Richard Curry, and I didn't ask AJ who he was before he walked in. And I thought, well, this will be a reunion of 30 years in the making, but not so from Pell City. But I will say that, I guess, you know, give me the elevator speech about what all is going to be, you know, happening and what's happening with the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah, it's a fun time for Boys and Girls Club. Look, since 1990, Boys and Girls Club has been at the forefront of youth development in Lee County. That makes this year 35 years of service, and there's all sorts of ways that we're celebrating. One in which summer camp, and AJ will tell us a little bit more about that. But then also we have Great Futures Gala coming up next Thursday, and Jenny's here to share a little bit more about that too. So I'll punt it over to Jenny and AJ.
AJ, you've been with since 1990, right?
Yeah, it feels like it.
You know, it seems like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it seems like it. Definitely. So I actually been in this role, it'll be 3 years this November.
Oh, wow.
Director of Operations, so kind of oversee everything that happens within the club. So we're excited about this summer camp. Thankfully, with the visionary Mr. Curry is, he allowed us to celebrate this 35th anniversary with the $35 a week summer camp. And what we've seen from that is an enormous response from the community. We have a waiting list right now, but it's still not too late to get on that summer camp. We have a lot of great things planned, from running a program called SAIL, Summer Adventures in Learning, where we'll be giving star tests and be able to track our academic success of our students throughout that, but also not just focusing on the academics. Everything we do, we want to involve fun. One thing I will say about our movement that I really like is that we have the secret sauce with being 5,400 clubs throughout the nation on military bases in Indian reservations, the only youth serving organization that is there. We have a lot of information that we can draw on to be able to operate our programs in a high manner. So we just have a lot of great things happening. In summer camp, you'll see some STEM stuff, like we're getting ready to do ice cream, building Play-Doh slime is one of the biggest things that we do, time in the gym, playing games.
I'm sure parents love that.
Yes, parents love it. The best thing about our camp, 7:30 to 5:30. So it's very accommodating, and when kids leave, I'm sure they will go home and be tired by the time they leave out of there. So we have a really good staff that does a really good job planning that out from our art projects. You get a little bit of everything. We're doing a music program. If anybody knows Kenny on the Keys, who's been around town, he's helping us do a music program this summer. So we hit every mark of it. We have a swim program with Swim Masters, partnering where we'll give swim lessons throughout the summer. So, you know, from just the academic side to fun to just hanging out to all level. We have a new esports room. We got to get you there to come tour the club because it is amazing. Some of the things that we have going on there. We're just excited about the opportunity to be able to serve the community.
Kenny on the Keys, his wife has been by to visit a few times.
Really?
Yeah, on the air, so she'll guess. So very familiar. And Jenny, your role in all this. So you got the Gaily coming. Are you the one running all this stuff?
So I've been told. Yes, I've only been with the Boys and Girls Club, the movement, for about 6 months, but I was just really inspired by the work that we do here, and we've got the best team around. But yes, the gala is kind of my baby, and it is coming up in less than a week. It is our signature fundraiser that raises crucial funds for all the work that we do over the summer and through the end of the year. Like Mr. Curry said, it is our 35th year, so we are celebrating with a 90s theme and really leaning into that.
Okay.
You know, a DJ playing 90s music, and our attire is 90s swagger. Mm. So it's going to be a really good time. It is next Thursday at the Gouge Performing Arts Center, so we feel fortunate to be able to have such a beautiful venue and such an amazing event there.
Tickets available where?
On our website, bgceastal.org. You can visit there to purchase tickets or give us a call at the office.
Yeah. Will there be any tickets available at the door that night?
There will not be.
Okay.
So hurry up and get your tickets.
So you do need to get your tickets beforehand.
Right.
Do you have any 90s gear?
We're all ready for 90 days.
Yes. I'll say so. Well, you said six months ago. So what brought you into this? What got you into this?
I've been in the nonprofit world for a long time.
Okay.
And it was important to me to find a mission that I felt was, you know, something that I could get behind. And the Boys and Girls Club really is that mission for me. The things that we do in the community, that they do in the community, we are really life-changing. And it's easy to ask people to get behind that.
That's very well said. I got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask you the same question here in a moment, Richard, if you're okay with that. And we'll talk about that a little bit no more. So we're talking Boys and Girls Club of East Alabama. Also, if you get an opportunity, you need to go to the website. The easiest way is to Google it as well and grab the tickets that you can have for the gala that's going to be coming up shortly. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
The best part of waking up is Ben on your radio. This is Auburn Opelika this morning.
Jonathan here with University Ace Hardware. At University Ace, we make renting easy. Pick up a pressure washer, grab the right cleaner, and get expert advice all in one trip. Not sure what you need? Our team is here to help, guaranteeing that you leave with everything required to get the job done right. From chainsaws and dingoes to lifts, zero-turn mowers, and much more. Rent for 4 hours a day, a week, or even a month. Whatever fits your project. Skip the extra trips and rent local. Visit University Ace Hardware today, next to the movie theater in Auburn.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The Edward Vaya College of Osteopathic Medicine in Auburn is dedicated to its mission of transforming medical students into caring, compassionate physicians. VCOM partners with Auburn University for student activities, shared learning experiences, and research opportunities. Students are instructed in a hands-on learning environment by outstanding faculty members that are dedicated to student success. VCOM is working to improve the health of Alabama's citizens by increasing the number of primary care physicians throughout the state, especially in rural and underserved areas. Find out more at vcom.edu.
Give your pets the care they deserve. They're counting on you. And Mooresville Animal Hospital is here to help keep your furry friends healthy. Spring is time for flea and tick prevention, heartworm testing and prevention, plus allergy care. Remember, outdoor adventures can also lead to injuries or health issues. So watch for excessive scratching, coughing, or lack of energy. All are signs that it's time for a checkup at Mooresville Animal Hospital. Caring for your pets like family. Call today or visit mmvets.com.
The City of Auburn and the Auburn Veterans Committee invite citizens to the 25th annual Mayor's Memorial Day Breakfast, Monday, May 26th at 8 a.m. at the Hotel of Auburn University and Dixon Conference Center. Lieutenant Commander Sam Nichols will be the guest of honor and recipient of the 2025 City of Auburn Distinguished Veteran Award. Tickets are available now at Auburn City Hall for $25 each or $250 for a table of 10. A limited number will be available at the door. Be sure to purchase your tickets today. Just after the breakfast, the city will host a memorial wreath-laying ceremony at the Auburn Veterans Memorial Monument, located at the corner of Ross Street and Glen Avenue. For more information on the 25th annual Mayor's Memorial Day Breakfast on Monday, May 26th at 8 that morning, go to auburnalabama.org/veterans or call 501-7272. That's auburnalabama.org/veterans or 501-7272.
It's Layla from Classic Hits Wings 94.3. If your loved one has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or another form of dementia, you don't have to go it alone. Synergy Home Care of Central and East Alabama specializes in memory care with nationally recognized training standards and technology solutions and caregivers who want to make a difference. Learn more about memory care today. Call Synergy Home Care of Central and East Alabama at 334-203-1850 or visit synergyhomecare.com. Franchise opportunities available.
The Opelika Rotary Club has declared Burger Wars 11. The battle is on Saturday, May 31st in downtown Opelika as local grill masters face off in fierce bun-to-bun combat. And it's your duty to come sample their burger creations and help determine the winner. Join your Auburn Network's family of stations from 11 to 1 at 8th Street and 1st Avenue near Resting Pulse Brewing. That's Saturday, May 31st in downtown Opelika. Civilians encouraged to arrive at 11 a.m. Presented by Smith Kastner Wealth Management, Advanced Heating and Air, CH Septic, and Apex Pest Solutions.
The City of Opelika invites you to join us on May 29th for our Memorial Day services. Services begin at 10 a.m. at Courthouse Square. This year's special guest is Army veteran and councilman Todd Rauch. The event will be followed by a reception at the Museum of East Alabama on South 9th Street at 11. In the event of rain, we'll move the event to the Municipal Court Building at 300 Martin Luther King Boulevard. We hope you'll join us for a day of remembrance. For more information, visit opelika-al.gov.
Is your dryer taking forever to dry your clothes? Are you noticing higher energy bills? You might have a clogged dryer vent. All that lint makes your dryer work harder, wasting energy and driving up your utility costs. But it's more than just money. A blocked vent is a serious fire risk. Top Hat Chimney Sweeps specializes in thorough dryer vent cleaning, helping your dryer run more efficiently, saving you money, and safeguarding your home. For a more efficient and safer home, trust Top Hat Chimney Sweeps. Schedule your dryer vent cleaning at calltophat.com/dryer.
The longest continuously running radio station in the state of Alabama.
W-A-N-I. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. As we continue, we're talking the Boys and Girls Club of East Alabama. And Richard, I asked Jenny this moments ago, and I'll ask you the same thing. So what got you here? What got you here from Pell City and got you involved in this?
Yeah, so I am a Boys and Girls Club kid. I grew
Is that
up
right?
in the Boys and Girls Club, so I understand firsthand the impact that the clubs makes on lives of the young people that we serve. Certainly having that opportunity to go to a club, and then my first job in the movement was at the club that I went to as a club director, mm-hmm. certainly changed the trajectory of my life. And so when the opportunity came available to leave at the time my chief operating officer position in Birmingham to come to Lee County after Miss Wanda Lewis retired after 22 years of service.
Big shoes to fill, by the way.
Big shoes to fill, and I still haven't filled them, but certainly it has been the opportunity of a lifetime to serve the Auburn and Opelika communities.
So far, you've enjoyed it being down here?
Definitely have enjoyed it.
How different is it than Birmingham?
You know, it's a little slower pace, but then also it's a little faster pace in some other areas. But what I love the most is the family atmosphere and the environment. You will always find a friend in Auburn and Opelika, and that's really helpful when you're the new guy in town. But of course, I'm the not so new guy. I got here in August of 2019, was welcomed with COVID. And so certainly we navigated that challenge. But I think Boys and Girls Clubs are thriving in this particular moment, and perhaps the best kept secret for Lee County.
I think that's one of the, one best kept secret, but number two, I think it still resonates with people, the Boys and Girls Club. And, I think Wanda had a lot to do with that. I think AJ's had a lot to do with that too, being a public figure and a public face of the program, being out and about in the community. So, there are people still ask about Wanda from time to time when they come in here, and I'm like, she's not the director anymore.
She's not, but she's still in Opelika, and you will see her at the gala as we kind of go from a past, present, and future type standpoint. So she's always been a friend of the club, and
that's awesome.
Still around.
Speaking of the gala, run me down the thing of events that'll take place at the gala that night.
Sure. We've got, of course, we really want to spotlight our kids and our youth. So there is a youth aspect to it, where you'll hear from our Junior Youth of the Year from our Auburn Clubhouse that talks a little bit about the impact on the Boys and Girls Club on her and her experiences. You'll hear from a couple guest speakers, both of our mayors, and then, of course, some of the staff.
You're going to get Mayor Fuller over here to Auburn to be able to speak?
the plot twist is that
big step. He doesn't hide the fact that that's the whole reason he says he built a movie theater in Opelika so he wouldn't have to come spend his money in Auburn.
I'm still
anymore.
Learning all of this. I'm still learning all of this, yes.
Mayor Fuller and Mayor Anders come together every year to host this event for Boys and Girls Club. And yes, to your point, Mayor Fuller does it in good spirit in the name of the kids, and we're forever grateful.
They have, the two of them have a little friendly wager for the Auburn and Opelika football games every year, and the loser has to buy. And every other Wednesday, when I talk to him on the first and third Wednesday of each month to recap the Opelika council meeting, I'll remind him of that because Mayor Anders has not had to buy breakfast in quite a while. And Mayor Fuller has to come over and stroke that credit card down there at Byron Smokehouse for breakfast after the football game that following Monday. And he says it just kills him every single time. Yeah. So they'll speak. AJ, I guess one thing I'd like to hear from you some, and I'm putting you on the spot here, but I mean, do you get to run into any of the alums of the Boys and Girls Club that have, you know, gone on and, you know, like Richard said just a minute ago, I mean, he's an alum. That's what brought him. That's what got him into it. And, you know, get to see the successes that they have that maybe they learned from you guys, especially when it comes to teams and just everybody's on their phone and on their tablet nowadays. So you guys make them kind of intertwine with one another. They have to actually talk to each other.
Yes, sir. That's one of the joys of being involved in this type of work. You get to see the impact that you make, and that's been something that's been near and dear to my heart, you know, from the Boys and Girls Club to working with the city to working with the Housing Authority, being able to see the impact. But, yeah, there's young people that I'm friends with on Facebook now that I get to see them. One that I can think of in particular is one called Daquan Piner. Mm-hmm. He was one that came to the club, and we kind of helped him point toward culinary arts, and that's where he kind of learned that, and now he's one of the executive chefs at Georgia Tech University.
Oh, wow.
So he works on campus there and does a really good job doing that program. So he's one of many that I could think about. But, you know, just from, you know, being around, seeing them on Facebook, from seeing some in the local community doing some great work.
I mean, because you guys, a lot of times, getting on as extended family for some of these
kids.
Yes,
sir. Definitely. One of the things, you know, we have a formula for impact that really lays out everything that we need to do to be successful as an organization. And, you know, a few components. One, you got to have kids. So we need young people. So that's mm-hmm. the first component of it. And then we got to provide great experiences. And part of that experience is providing a safe and inclusive environment. So, you know, for a lot of people, we're that safe space where they can come, where they can feel included. For those that, you know, for whatever they want to do. And then we have to have some good programs. And then we know that if we can get the kids there, have this great club experience that we offer, then we can produce some great outcomes. And we have four key priority outcome areas that we do. So that's academic success, mm-hmm. Health and well-being, life and workforce readiness, and then good character and leadership. So there's four categories that we try to produce some outcomes in. We do have standards that we get tested on that we try to track. So we can see, hey, what impact are we making each year, but also trying to do pulse checks with our parents. So over the summer, we'll have a weekly check-in with parents where they'll be able to give us a survey so we can make immediate changes. But also we try to build it into any of our program with kids. At the end, we have reflections. Mm-hmm. How did you like that program? Was it fun? Was it not fun? So providing that opportunity. But yeah, our programs do make a good impact, and we are able to produce some good young people.
We're talking Boys and Girls Club on News Talk WA and I. We're going to wrap things up here momentarily, recap everything that we've discussed, as well as more information on how you can get involved in the gala that's taking place next week. Robert Opelika this morning, your News Talk and Information Station.
98.7 FM and 1400 AM.
There's always something happening in Auburn Opelika, and you can find it all at aotourism.com. Events, dining, outdoors make aotourism.com your go-to resource. Check out the events calendar. It's updated daily. The restaurant info shows everything from casual spots to fine dining. Also, parks, trails, and golf courses offer plenty of ways to enjoy the outdoors, while hotel options and venues make hosting guests or planning meetings easy. Looking for a weekend activity or planning ahead for a big event? Go to aotourism.com. Also, check out the social channels at Auburn Opelika.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
Howard Porter, Mark Traylor. We're talking Arbor Lake.
One of the things which is great about our area is we have Auburn University. We have football games. We have basketball games. We have the arts theater. We have things that people can do. I love that environment, but also want to get away from it from time to time. And so we're only 10 minutes away from downtown, but we're nestled far enough away that it creates a really nice and serene environment. The apartment dynamic we have is granite countertops, brand new appliances, balconies, overlooking the lake, overlooking the woods. Really a nice nice area for people to go, but still have access to everything they normally have access to.
You know, the folks who don't want to keep up that acre lawn, but still want to get their hands in the dirt, we've got an active group over there that, I mean, it's they call it the Garden Club, and we've got some heavily landscaped atriums. They're digging in that dirt, sweet talking those plants. There's opportunities there to keep that green thumb going.
Schedule your appointment.
Go online, residence@arborlake.com. That's singular, arborlake.com.
The Edward Via College of Osteopathic Medicine in Auburn is dedicated to its mission of transforming medical students into caring, compassionate physicians. VCOM partners with Auburn University for student activities, shared learning experiences, and research opportunities. Students are instructed in a hands-on learning environment by outstanding faculty members that are dedicated to student success. VCOM is working to improve the health of Alabama's citizens by increasing the number of primary care physicians throughout the state, especially in rural and underserved areas. Find out more at vcom.edu.
It's Layla from Classic Hits, Wings 94.3, for my friends at Synergy Home Care of East and Central Alabama. As our parents get older, we need to watch for signs that they may need some extra help, like missing appointments or medications or spending too much time alone. Synergy's professional caregivers can really improve their quality of life and give you more peace of mind. Call Synergy Home Care of East and Central Alabama at 334-203-1850 or visit synergyhomecare.com. Franchise opportunities available.
About issues that matter to you. Auburn Opelika This Morning with Ben Taylor.
About 2.5-3 minutes left as we're talking Boys and Girls Club of East Alabama. And Richard, we want to get to a couple of things before we get out of here.
Yeah, you know, as AJ mentioned, Boys and Girls Club is the largest youth serving organization in the world. And as we were talking about some alums, there's some local alums here that maybe didn't go to Boys and Girls Clubs of East Alabama, but they did go to a Boys and Girls Club, one being Matthew McClammy, the executive director of Opelika Housing Authority. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Todd Shackett, the president of Southern Union Community College, who also serves on our board, speaks to his Boys and Girls Club experience all the time. So there's a bunch of Boys and Girls Club alums amongst us, and I just hope that you take a moment to get to know all of them.
Man, if you got Todd Shackett on your board, you got a good one.
Hey, Todd is amazing. There's also some other folks that are on our board that are local. You know, we do talk about how the Boys and Girls Club is so large, but it is a federated model, and all of the decisions that are made here by folks that we all know.
And I think that that's one thing, as you being Pell City and then Birmingham and then here, AJ, we've talked about it. I mean, you got, you know, a gentleman that's now gone on to Georgia Tech. We talk about Todd Shackett coming. I mean, you're talking about a kid that's from Vermont that now ends up here at Southern Union and was a Boys and Girls. With it being, you know, nationwide and being all over the place, that's one thing is once they get involved in the family, they kind of get stuck with the family. Wherever they go, they've got something to fall back on.
Yes, sir. That's definitely how it works. You know, even me, I didn't have the young Boys and Girls Club experience, but being, you know, involved in it as a work and stuff, I feel like once you drink the blue Kool-Aid, it's hard to let it go. It's amazing once you get to see it on a national level. So being here, being able to go to national conference and realize how big the movement is, how big of an impact we're having on the nation, it's great.
That is wild stuff. So, Jenny, one more time, because we've got about 60 seconds left. The gala information, one more time.
Yes. So the gala is on Thursday, May 29th at the Gouge Performing Arts Center. It starts at 6 p.m. You can still buy tickets. But also don't let this be, if you can't make it to the gala, don't let this be the only opportunity to get involved with Boys and Girls Club. You can always volunteer or donate or support us in other ways throughout the year.
It's a great program. I said to Google it. You can go to BGCEASTAL. That's East Al, of course. .org. Pretty easy, but you can find all the information there. Great website. Actually, very colorful, very cool. I love that. Hopefully, the kids that are Googling that too will see it and they'll get involved in it with it as well. Any other way to get in touch with you guys, AJ?
They can always call our office, as Jenny said, 334-502-1311. That's the corporate office number.
And they can download our new app.
You got an app?
Yeah. So
there you go.
Google or in the store, do Boys and Girls Clubs of East Alabama, and it should pop up for you to have that club experience.
I love it. You guys have a great weekend, great gala, and then enjoy your Memorial Day as well. Hopefully we will, because we will not be here either. Bosses finally get a day off, and it only takes a national holiday in order to make it happen. So
nice.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Ben.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news, talk, and information station. We'll see you guys on Tuesday. Have a great weekend, everybody.